Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
I don't need love, but I need a little bit of rain. How about that? I just said a little bit. Not hail like Carl had yesterday, but just a little bit of rain. I'd be happy.
That was awful.
I know. Hey, glad you're back with us here on the Mark Cox Morning Show. Carl Middleman in here along with me. Sue Thomas getting you to work, get you checking your traffic and all that good stuff. So I did not see rain. Carl actually had his trip delayed from the grocery store. Fortunately, yes. You'd already purchased your beer, correct?
Someone was walking by and said, "I should have bought beer." And he looked over and said,
"Oh,
you're
did.
A smart man."
If you got to wait anyway, you might as well kill some time and have a cold one, right?
I did.
I know. I saw the video. I saw the picture evidence of it. That's good. So that was where? South City?
Shrewsbury.
Shrewsbury. You had
Kenzie
hail
Point.
Yesterday.
Yes.
I heard thunder, but saw about three drops of rain. That was it out west. So maybe there's another chance this afternoon. We'll find out whether or not that happens or not. You heard me say last week that there are a bunch of four-letter words out there right now. One of them is deal, when it came to this budget deal, debt ceiling. The other one is bipartisan. That's a four-letter word, whether you know it or not. And I'll explain myself here in just a couple minutes, because now it's popped up in St. Louis again and in connection with what happened with the debt deal. Wow. We're going to get to that for you. First, though, let's get to the shortlist, Carl, please.
The Mark Cox shortlist.
And we have a real love fest with the faith leaders of Iowa and the faith leaders throughout the country.
America First does not belong to Trump.
Abolishing that primary in New Hampshire in order to fix the election, it's like the Soviet state.
I have a personal announcement. Well, today is not my final show. This is going to be my final summer here at Meet the Press.
Oh, we're getting to the end of Chuck Todd is in sight. And what will happen to Meet the Depressed, I don't know. And frankly, I don't care. But I just thought I'd put that in the shortlist. So you'd know Chuck Todd is on his way out, not necessarily getting an upgrade there. So you make your own choice. All right. Now, back to what I was talking about just a minute ago. Headline in the Post Disgrace. Yeah, I've checked the digital version of it just to see if they've got any good crime news on there. Yesterday, Tony Messenger was back at it, wanting you to believe that bipartisanship is still alive. The American middle still exists. You know what is evidence of that is? The new circuit attorney, that's part of his evidence, Gabe Gore, and the budget deal that they struck to raise the debt limit. These are his two examples of the fact that the middle is still alive and well in America. Really? Biden and Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy engineered a massively important bipartisan vote. Yeah, it was bipartisan, all right. It was so great, more Democrats voted for it than Republicans. Under the false threat that the sky was falling, right? And the other one is the Gabe Gore thing, right? And his evidence of this is because Gabe Gore has been a Democrat most of his life. He doesn't advertise his politics, but he's donated over the years to Democrats. He was appointed by a Republican governor with influence from Mayor Tishara Jones. And this is all the evidence you need that bipartisanship is still alive in America, according to Tony Messenger. He just wanted you to know that. Listen, we're in the mess we're in this country because of two things. Because of the establishment, which doesn't want to change the military-industrial complex or any of those other embedded problems in our country. And also, from St. Louis to Washington, we're in the trouble we're in because of the go-along-to-get-along attitude that went on for way too many years through the 60s and the 70s and the 80s and the 90s. That's when we built up these huge deficits. Because, well, okay, I'll agree to raise social spending if you agree to raise military spending. The go-along to get-along, instead of having somebody with the intestinal fortitude to stand up and say, no. But we lost that somewhere along the way. We lost because we were all convinced that we've all got to get along. Can we all just get along? This is what Joe Biden preached from the Oval Office the other night. This is a great example of bipartisanship. We've got to come together in the middle. No, we don't. The middle is a dangerous place walking the cliff of financial destruction of this country. And the only adults in the room are the people on the right who stood up to Kevin McCarthy on this deal and said, no, we're not giving big government $4 trillion more. I hate to harp on it because it's law now. Because they did go along to get along, and they sent a bill to Joe Biden who happily signed it because it was a huge victory for the progressive left. Don't you ever get tired of that? I'm tired of it. I've been griping about it for years, but nobody seems to be listening. The radical big spending policies and the social policies of the left, which far too many Republicans had been willing to give them a pass on over the years, it's now too big to fix. The ship has sailed. And then you suggest a slight reduction in a planned increase, and they call it a cut, and they scream and they rant and they rave, and we cave. Again. That's what happened in this budget deal. So the middle in America is wrong. We will never recover from the deficit and the debt that we have in this country. My kids won't. My grandkids won't. My great grandkids won't. It's a doomsday legacy that we're handing down to them, and nobody's got the guts to stand up and say no more. This has got to stop. You heard Chanel Rione earlier. If you missed it, hit the rewind button on the app or go back and look at it on demand. It's one reason China is whispering in everybody's ears to make their currency the world currency instead of the dollar. Because we're so far in debt and nobody will stop it. And they smile and pat each other on the backs and tell us it was a good deal. It was a bipartisan deal. Bipartisan is a four-letter word. Let me get to a break here. Jesse Jane Duff coming up in a couple of minutes. We'll see if the retired Marine Corps gunnery sergeant can set us straight. There's a new poll out on Donald Trump. It shows him head-to-head against every challenger in the Republican primary. I'll give you the numbers, and we'll chat about it with Jesse Jane at 8:20.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Yeah, I think they're all trying to make up for his flaws. It is very clear. None of us should have celebrated when he fell. That was a horrific thing to have to watch. But What bothers me the most, Steve, is China and Russia and Iran saw that. That's the part that bothers me the most, because when they see weakness like that, that's when they go and get more aggressive. And if they think it's going to be President Biden, a vote for President Biden is actually a vote for President Harris. We are running against Kamala Harris. Make no bones about it. The New York Times knows it. Every liberal knows it. They know that it's Kamala Harris that's going to end up being president of the United States if Joe Biden wins this election.
I am hard, but I am fair.
Good morning, motivator.
From now on, you will speak only when spoken to.
Take the hill. We got a long week.
Jesse Jane Duff, I know you were glued to that Nikki Haley town hall on CNN last night, right?
Who? What?
I love it.
I'm sorry.
Are you there?
Was I supposed to be?
Hello?
Yeah. Hello. Hello. Tapping on the phone. Hello. Somebody there? Oh, my goodness. Look, I got to say that it's extraordinary that we do have a very rich bench of candidates. And, you know, my partisan feelings, my beliefs for President Donald J. Trump have always been expressed very clearly. But I think it's extraordinary that we have this incredible bench. I mean, think about it. We can demonstrate to the Democrats that there are options. We can demonstrate clearly to the left that we are a very diverse party, not just with race, but religion, ethnicity, national origin, you name it. We've got it here. And it's pretty extraordinary because this is a truly American Republican Party. From top to bottom, it is very versatile, gender, you name it, we have it. And I think that's wonderful. And all in all, they're all singing pretty much to a very similar tune. Less government, getting our border secure, greater fiscal responsibility is key for Republicans, national security. I mean, the list of what our focus is endless, but at the same time, we're very similar in our efforts. Of course, I just believe that the one person who's proven that he can knock it out and do it is President Donald J. Trump. And my thoughts are that he should be back in that White House because heads need to roll in D.C. And he knows it won't take 8 years, as DeSantis has fumbled around saying. He has said, I can get a lot of this done in 6 months. And you know what? I believe him.
That's what they're afraid of. I refer back to the Breitbart poll I talked about earlier. Trump leads the field by 28 points, but if you look at them head-to-head, he beats Ron DeSantis by 24 points in a head-to-head matchup. He beats Mike Pence by, 73 to 16.
452 points.
Yeah, 73 to 16%. Nikki Haley, 70% to 18%. And Chris Christie, 77 to 10%. So he leads
Chris Christie
by 67 points. I don't know. I mean, I know all that could change. And it's
made 10 Republicans. And oh, come on, Chris Christie, what are you doing? Like, his moment of glory has since passed a long time ago.
Yes.
Along with going to the gym. I'm sorry. You know, he looks like a heart attack waiting to happen. Look, I'm sorry. That's probably cruel of me to say, but optics are important. And it is important that, particularly since we have a vegetable in chief right now, that we have people that appear like they're agile, quick on their feet, capable of sustaining long days and having a vibrant personality. But yeah, these poll numbers are just, everybody's getting crushed because people who get upset over Donald J. Trump's comments or how he speaks, first of all, let's be very clear. This man's been like this for 40, 50 years. It's nothing new. And don't act surprised when he goes after somebody who he knows has essentially backtracked on their support of him when he's the reason they have their name. A lot of people were upset. Close friends of mine were upset that he had gone after his former press secretary, saying, oh, how, you know, but she's been passive aggressive and somewhat aggressive on supporting Ron DeSantis. Nobody would know who she is if it hadn't been for Donald J. Trump. And keep in mind, Dana Bash is what is that her name?
Dana Bash, CNN?
Not Dana Bash. I'm sorry. Give me who
Dana
is the
Lash?
Secretary for. No, the press secretary for George Bush is on Fox News.
Oh, Dana Perino.
Dana Perino.
Yes.
There we go. Sorry. Oh, God. I called it Dana Bash. I'm totally. Dana Perino and Arlie Fleischer never speak ill of George Bush. They don't necessarily have to say anything to support George Bush, but they never, ever do passive aggressive or degrading remarks about George
Bush. That's a good point.
And let me tell you, I don't care if you supported, if you worked under Barack Obama, Bill Clinton, and your name is from that legacy. You were made famous by that legacy. I think you need to be giving credit where credit is due. And I do understand that sense of betrayal by Donald J. Trump, because these folks, you know, to turn around and get wishy-washy on him where they would be nowhere, including Ron DeSantis. There are so many behind-the-scenes things that people are not aware of. Donald Trump is one of the biggest forces in Florida why they have the financial stability they have. His companies, his LLCs, his real estate, people have profited massively in their lifestyle, in their way of living in Florida due to Donald Trump before Ron DeSantis ever even got there. And folks know that. And when Ron DeSantis was bad-mouthing him to donors, that wasn't often on camera, it got back to Donald Trump. It's like, whoa, 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 whoa. Because of me, you were created, and now you are turning around and acting like you can do me. You're going to be Trump 1.0. You're not Trump 2.0.
It's a blood sport.
I understand that. But this is how he's run his life. His entire life. He works with those who work with him, and he does not betray those that have been supportive, and he does not badmouth people. And if he does, I mean, badmouth people that have supported him, he will take it straight to you. He's not going to do it behind your back. He's going to take it straight to you. And I wish people were more honorable these days instead of badmouthing behind your back. And you find out 6 months later, the reason you're being sued is because your friend Jimmy turned on you.
That's a good point.
Uncle.
Jesse Jane, I'm out of time as always. Thank you very much.
All right, everybody, take the hill. It's going to be a long week.
Yes, Gosh. Indeed. All right. Jesse Jane Duff at jessejaneduff.com. You can follow her on Twitter as well, at Jesse Jane Duff. It is well worth the follow. Take my word for it. All right. Is defund the police still a thing after people got thumped by it last time around? Apparently so. Joe Cardinale, retired New York Police Department Lieutenant Commander, is coming up right after the break. Stay tuned.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Hey, they had a good weekend up in Chicago. Did you see that, Carl?
No.
42 people shot through Sunday morning in Chicago while Mayor Brandon Johnson tries to pour more money into social programs up there where they have defunded the police like every major blue city in America. And there were even a couple of people with fully automatic machine guns, apparently, in gun-controlled Chicago. So there you go. That's what you get with defund the police. And if you thought that was all over with, think again. We got Joe Cardinale on the phone with us this morning, retired New York Police Department Lieutenant Commander. And Joe, welcome back, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Mark. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. I mean, that's never a surprise when I hear the weekend crime stats in these big places that have, you know, reduced the number of officers that they've got on the streets.
No, and it's just indicative of what this movement has done and what it continues to do, even though people think it's off the main burner. It's not. It's just on the back burner in our universities who still profess it and still push that agenda to defund because they feel a lawless society is what we need. And that's exactly what you get when you take these measures. Look at Seattle. Look at Oregon. Look at San Francisco. Look at New York City. And like you just said, look at Chicago. Yeah. Boy, with a new mayor, same old results.
Well, you know, where was it? Was it Spokane? Was it Washington or Seattle or somewhere out there that maybe it was San Francisco where they realized their mistake and said, we've gone too far with this. You would think that at this point we would have reached that saturation point where the people would revolt over the fact that they can no longer call 911 and not expect that they're not going to get put on hold.
No, it's not. You're right. They do. The people are revolting, but many of them are revolting by leaving, just getting the hell out. And you can't do that. I mean, for those who are lifelong residents of those communities, I mean, why put your tail between your legs? If that's the only option that you have, then you do it. But, you know, you fight. And the way you fight is get these politicians out of there. This is not just the dribs and drabs. This is a radical movement that they made. And they're sticking to it. And the only way to get out of it is to do the same radical move, the reverse of what's going on right now, and put everything into your police department and take it from there. All right. Because that's where your first line of defense is. I mean, they've driven the police departments to a reactive force instead of proactive. And that's where you lose everything.
Yeah, that's a great point. Joe Cardinale on the phone with us this morning. Joe, this weekend I heard a guy named Justin Hansford. Apparently, he's a Biden appointee to a UN reparations team or something like that, commission. And he said to a bunch of people at the United Nations, you need to come in and help us in America. He said slavery is still real in America through mass incarceration. So obviously, as you talk about them working at the university level to ingrain this in our kids' head, now we've got Biden appointees going to the United Nations telling the world that slavery still exists because we're locking up criminal offenders. I can't follow the logic there.
Thank you, because you just picked out my next morning cup of shut the blank up who it's going to go to, all right, because this is ridiculous. Now you're reaching... It's bad enough our borders are unsecure to the point that we have sleeper cells sneaking into this country, drugs, everything you can imagine on the border. Then you have the threat of China, Russia, and Korea outside, all right? But you invite other people to help us with a problem that your own police departments can do if you just let them do the job, all right? This is ridiculous. And when are the people going to wake up and say enough is enough and get these elected officials out of there and get back on track? Because it's to a point right now where it's so dangerous that no matter where you go, no matter where you run, it's going to find you.
Well, in the time we got left here, let me ask you about that. As somebody who's on the outside now, retired, and you're doing analysis on these problems across the country, we had something here in St. Louis called the Ferguson effect that came out of the Ferguson mess, and that is officers who are on the job who are now hesitant to do their job for fear that they're the next person making national headlines, right? Wrongly accused of doing something wrong. And at that point, that too emboldens the criminals. In addition to not being prosecuted, you've got police officers who have to hesitate to do their jobs out of fear of being persecuted for it.
Absolutely. And that's where the Ferguson effect and the George Floyd effect come into play, where you demonize an entire society of officers where one or two incidents dictates policy for the rest of the next two decades. And that's not the way it should be. You address problems as they arise within police departments, and you take action accordingly. This crap about the slavery that we're still enslaving people. No, we're putting criminals behind bar that deserve to be there. All right. And now you have George Soros elected DAs like Bragg here in New York City that just choose not to prosecute. And what's the end result of that? violent criminals out on the street committing crime after crime after crime because they're emboldened to do so because there's no checkmates. There's no longer a 1-2 punch in the criminal justice system because it's geared strictly for the criminals, not for the police and the communities.
So, or the Alvin Braggs of the world choose to prosecute the good guys like Daniel Penny. Because are they going to find a jury up there in New York that's going to convict this guy? Because I heard so many stories of people who've been afraid on the subway and hoped there would be somebody there that would step up.
Mr. Penny explained that he was in fear for his life and other people's lives. He established the criteria to stop that individual. His intent was not to kill him. That was an end result of him taking action. All right. Yeah. And it's action that a lot of people want to take, even police officers. But once again, people are no longer proactive like that. They're reactive, you know, and this is what happens. The public doesn't have a choice of being proactive in policing. All right. They are reactive. And he reacted to a bona fide threat. And you're right. Will we get a jury that will convict him? We don't know. It's all how Bragg presents this to the grand jury, because if he presents it in a way that he justifies his actions, they won't indict him. All right. But as we all know, you can indict a ham sandwich in the grand jury. So,
hey, if people want to get your morning cup of Shut the Blank Up, they can go to joecardinale.com, correct?
Correct. And that's where I take it, you know, a step up. And I couldn't use the exact words, but at least you can put any kind of words you want into that. And my first one went out to Cori Bush and Tlaib for their actions of not defending police officers killed in the line of duty. They were only two to not vote for that in Congress. The only two.
We're
so cool squad.
We're so proud of Cori Bush here in Missouri. Can I just tell you that?
Oh, I'm saying, you know, there's a woman. There's a. I call them woman in my quotes. I call them woman, and I put down not misspelled either. So
yeah. And on the internet, you can say what you really want, as opposed to on broadcast radio, right?
That's right. That's right. So I hold back, but I don't hold back on the my opinions in my JoeCardinale.com realm.
Excellent, sir. Hey, I appreciate your time, Joe. Thank you.
Anytime. Thank you.
Yes, sir. We'll talk to you soon. JoeCardinale.com, CardinaleE.com, if you want to go check up his morning cup of Shut the Blank Up. See, I can't even say the real word there on the radio, but he's got the stars counted out. There are four of them, in case you're wondering. Yeah. All right, coming up, if you hadn't heard yet about the Justice Department shutting up these whistleblowers, particularly in the Hunter Biden case, we're going to talk a little bit more about that, because that news kind of broke on Friday, and I want to talk a little bit more about that. Congresswoman is speaking out on it this weekend. We'll get to that when we come back.
We've got to get this detail. And
yeah, so here's the deal. If you've missed this over the course of the weekend, Joe Biden, the story broke, I guess, late Saturday, and they found out that the person at the center of this Biden criminal bribery scheme, the one the FBI has kind of been holding back on, that they refused to release it. Apparently, the person that made the allegation is a highly credible FBI source that's been used since the Obama administration. Now, why do you? A couple of key questions here. Apparently, he's been used by the Bureau in multiple investigative matters, according to Fox News reporting, dating back to the Obama administration. But his complaint about Biden involved in a $5 million criminal bribery scheme with a former foreign national in exchange for influence, he was not deemed credible enough for an investigation to be launched. Then the complaint is dated June 30th of 2020. What does this tell you? It would have blown the lid off of the presidential race. And they ignored it. And now they don't want to share it. And even McCarthy said today, if they don't come forward with this document, that he's going to hold them in contempt. The full document to everyone on the Oversight Committee, not just the chair of the Oversight Committee. Everyone's got to be able to see it. And then ask questions, why wasn't this investigated? Let's get the guy in there. Let's get him let's get his testimony. That's what I'm saying. Speaking of FBI moles, did you hear Anna Paulina Luna? She's one of the newest congressmen. And she was talking about the FBI mole that apparently is now advising Hunter Biden. Go to cut 11, Carl, please.
With the amount of evidence that's coming forward, it's scary to think that this guy that's currently sitting in the White House has become this corrupt, and it's really only doing one thing, and that's aiding and abetting the Communist Chinese Party. It's something that we as House Oversight, it puts all of us, I think, big targets on our backs, but we're doing right by the American people. This is nonpartisan. It should remain nonpartisan, but ultimately we have to make sure that the DOJ and the FBI is being held accountable as well. And when they are trumping up charges, especially against whistleblowers who are bringing evidence forward to show that this family, that this administration, that this president is compromised, if we don't do our job, we are ultimately going to be responsible for there no longer being justice in this country.
Yeah, it's a problem. It really is. So I wanted to play that because I hadn't had a chance to get to those two bites yet this morning. Carl, I was explaining to you a problem I had last night.
I understand.
You do. I smelled this horrible smell in my house. I have two dogs staying there now.
You're babysitting, and you have a newborn-ish.
Yeah. Puppy. We have a puppy, and I've got an older dog. We're watching my daughter's dog right now, and I smell this horrible smell. I can't figure out what it is. Like, I have a very sensitive sniffer, and walking around my house smells like, I don't know. Rotten eggs would be one way of putting it, how bad it smelled. And my wife and my daughter in there watching TV, and my daughter's complaining about it. My wife has no sense of smell because of an auto accident many years ago. So I'm walking around the house. I'm lighting candles. I'm spraying air freshener. I'm checking my shoes. I'm looking all over the place for what could be the source of the smell in my house. Went down, smelled around the furnace. Wasn't sure it wasn't a natural gas smell. That was my first thought. I can't find anything. I get back upstairs. I'm still baffled that I can still smell this. And my daughter comes in and says, Dad, this is 20 minutes later. Do you think this could be the problem? And she shows it to me. Carl, they bought a can of fart spray on the internet. And they sprayed it in the room where I was just because they knew they knew I was sensitive to smells. And they let me go on for 20 minutes around the house looking for the source of this.
And your wife couldn't smell it, and daughter was in on the joke.
Thank you. My wife couldn't smell it. My daughter thinks it's the funniest thing that she's ever seen in her life.
Because she's 15.
Because she's 15, and I spent 20 minutes trying to figure out the source of that. So
what are you going to do to get revenge?
I don't know. I'm plotting that out right now, but I'm sure it'll be good. I may bring that can of spray here in the studio just to let you sample it.
That's bad for the equipment, Mark.
I'm just kidding. I would not bring that to work. Come on. It could be dangerous.
Mark.Cox at Odyssey.com. Give him your suggestions.
Thank
please.
You. Yeah, for how I get even for that one. I'll figure it out. They're both terrified of bugs. That might have something to do with it. I will get even.
It's a good start.
Know. Too bad there aren't any cicadas this year I could chase them with. That'd be a good one. All right, tell you what, Kilmeade's up next. And then, of course, Annie Frying here at noon. Mark Reardon, 3 to 6. Have a great Monday. We'll see you back here tomorrow morning at 5 a.m.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.